Been good to be in the Lord's house already. Appreciate the Lord and His goodness. And I'll try to get right on into it. I just got a couple of things I want to say real quick. We already mentioned a little bit about 9/11 today, and I don't want this whole day to be about 9/11. But I certainly want, when we leave here today, that be something etched in our minds. Today's the 15th year anniversary since it happened. And I thought about what's been going on the last couple of weeks in football. A lot of times that people will look up to men or women that's in sports and things like that. And I'll be the first to tell you, I like to watch football as much as anybody if I get any leisure time, Brother D.B. I like to sit down sometime and watch a game. But it's made me sick here lately that some of them won't stand for the flag. And they've been talking about it all week. There's a whole football team today that's supposed to not stand for the flag on 9/11. I don't know if they'll do it or not. They won a Super Bowl a couple years ago, and I really liked watching them. But I'm going to tell you something right here from the pulpit, and it's being recorded. If that team does that, I will never watch a Seattle Seahawks play again, even if they're in the Super Bowl. I'll boycott them. Some people have said, well, I understand why they're doing it and things like that. I can put up with a few things, but some things I just ain't going to put up with. We put up with enough in America, and it's time to take a stand for what's right. I think if we said more, we could shut some of this stuff down, but everybody's worried about being politically correct. And I tell you, I'm past that, to be honest with you. You're either going to like me or you ain't going to like me. And I'm going to love you whether you like me or not, because I got the love of God within me. We got a wonderful church. And, you know, me not watching them play football won't mean nothing to them. They'll never know Jeff Clark didn't watch them, but God will know. And some other people I know. And so I just want to say that, you know, one did it, and another one done it, and another one done it, and then it sort of tumbled along. Before you know it, whole teams is doing it. And I'm just telling you, if you're in here and you're thinking that that's the way to do something, don't let me catch as you, pastor, doing that. Don't join up that junk. There's a way to change things, but it's not to disrespect things that's making a difference. There's men and women in our country that stood for what's right, and that's why we're here today, and we have the liberties we have. That flag represents military. It represents those that died for our freedom. It represents 9/11. It represents firefighters. It represents ambulance. And I mean, we can go on and on. But above that, it represents our country. You know, a lot of them sit down on themselves because they live here. That flag represents all of us. So anyway, I just tell you how foolish the devil gets. Some people are sitting down on their own self. They're against their self. But anyway, so don't get caught up in that. I just wanted to share that. And today's our 63rd homecoming. I was asking this morning if it was 62nd, 63rd. I was trying to figure it up on the calendar. This church started in 1953, the same year Papa started singing. That'll just give you a good idea how long ago he started singing. And I want to get right into the message. It's very rare. I don't try to do this ever, to preach something just because something's going on. But this whole week I thought, you know, 9/11 is something that needs to be remembered. We don't really need to forget what people paid the cost to have this church here 63 years ago. That needs to be remembered. And so with the Lord's help this morning, I want to preach on some things that need to be remembered. Some things that need to be remembered. Some things that don't need to be forgotten. If you got your Bibles, turn with us over to the book of St. Luke, chapter 17. The book of St. Luke, chapter 17. I know we've stood a lot this morning, but I'm going to get you to stand one more time if you're willing and able. I'm going to read one verse. Verse 32, one of the shortest verses in the Bible. And then with the Lord's help, we'll try our best to just keep our marks as short as He would have us and do that God would have us to do. The Bible said in book of St. Luke chapter 17 and verse 32, remember Lot's wife. I want to read this one more time. Remember Lot's wife. You may be seated this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today thanking you, Lord, for your many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit we've been able to feel in this place. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for new life. And Lord, we know them best as the Nugents. They'll never know what they mean to us. Played a big part in our life. I thank you, Lord, for this church and, Lord, what it stands for. I thank you for the flag. I thank you for our country, Lord, where you allowed us to be raised and born in America. God's hearts is hurting today. We know what this day stands for. You look across this land, Lord, you know those hearts that's hurting. God, I pray that you'd go and you'd comfort them. Some don't even know you as their personal Savior. And some do. And I pray, God, that someone would reach out to them and touch their heart and try to make a difference in this day. I thank you, Lord, for the people that set this church up, Lord, that had a burden to start a tent across the road in what they called the Grove. The name took on. They wanted everyone to be welcome. It become Welcome Grove. Because of that, Lord, years later, we've stood in this pulpit and preached the truth, and souls have been saved. And God, you truly blessed us, and I met some of the finest people that I've ever met on the side of the grave. And it was all because somebody wanted to start something. They had a burden for a lost and dying world. The land was donated so this church could be built. And men got together and built this church. And I pray, God, we'd always remember, Lord, the hard work that it went in to have what we have. Lord, if there's one here today that's never been saved, Lord, this is that good hour. We'd love to see them come and call out on your name. And again, Lord, I pray that you'd help us get ourselves out of the way. Use us, Lord, for your honor and your glory. If there's any hurting here today, I pray their hearts have been mended and touched. And I pray as we go out and eat, Lord, that you'd bless all the hands that prepared. And Lord, you just give us a good time of fellowship. We come back in, I pray that same spirit. Remember as a little boy years ago, we used to sing a song, that same spirit. I pray we could be present in this afternoon's meeting. We'd come back in, worship you for a little while longer. And whatever's accomplished, we'll do our best to bow and worthy head, give you the praise and honor and the glory for it all. It's in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. I've already mentioned 9/11 and homecoming. But I thought about different verses through the scripture. I want to preach on remember Lot's wife with the Lord's help. But all week long I kept thinking about verses in the Bible where it said, remember the creator of thy youth. In thy youth, to remember who the creator is. And in a day that we live, Brother EJ, not too many people are trying to remember who the creator is. They want to push the creator out. They want to worship the creatures that was created. We're created beings this morning. And there is a creator of the universe. Amen. I'm glad I can call him my Savior and my Lord and my best friend. Amen. We do have a creator in this world. And then another thing that I was thinking when we begin to look through verses of Scripture, I won't be able to hit them all, Brother DB, but it said, remember the days of old. I remember days of old, the way things used to be. Amen. When mascara was running down ladies' faces and bob pins would come out. Brother Harold has talked several times about throwing a book up in this church some over 50 years ago or close to that. Brother Tony, thank God for the old days. Thank God for the old past. Amen. The old-fashioned preaching and the old-fashioned praying and the old-fashioned singing. Amen. And that's what we still have today. Amen. I'm not looking for something new. I'm still trying to remember the old days. Now, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people might say, Brother Jeff, today certainly ain't the old days. They will be to your children 20 years from now. They'll either talk about how we sit there like a knot on the log, never said nothing, or they're going to say, boy, I remember when she used to shout. I remember she used to sing, people would begin to flood the altar. Amen. Praise the Lord. I remember when this one and that one hugging eggs. Amen. We can make memories today for our children and our children's children. Amen. Days of old to be remembered. A lot of times we don't think people remembers. You know, I've forgotten a lot of things. But there's a lot of things I have not forgotten. Amen. I know this morning, this was years ago. It's amazing what you remember. But I tell my son and my daughter a lot of times, Brother Mallory, I've had so many cars, God bless me. I forgot some of them that I own until I really get to go back and think about it. And I say, yeah, I did. What happened to that car? I don't even remember what happened to it. I don't remember selling it. I don't remember wrecking it. Brother Matt, I don't remember what happened to it. You know what that tells me? If you can't remember something, evidently it wasn't etching enough or important enough for you to remember it. Amen. Old Roscoe Davis got Alzheimer's. He got where he didn't know who his daughter was. He didn't know who his son-in-law was. He didn't know who his grandchildren was. His son was a preacher. He became the pastor after his papa passed away, and he was there to hear him preach. He didn't know who the pastor of the church was. He pastored that church for 50-something years, but he didn't know what church that he had pastored or where he attended. Brother Matt, but somebody could say, Aunt Roscoe, papa, daddy, do you know who Jesus is? And tears begin to roll down his face. It's, oh yes, I know who Jesus is. He's my best friend. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. Amen. Alzheimer's can't make you forget Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. These diseases are only so strong on what they make us forget. I tell my kids all the time, I tell Ryan still sometimes, and Naomi, I said, I ain't always drove a minivan and a station wagon, amen. Back in the day when you're young, we all like to have them hot rods. Some of you still got a hot rod. Amen, that means some of you still ain't young, amen. Amen, maybe you like it this morning. But I used to drive, and I remember this very well. I used to drive from Douglasville all the way down to Union City. In my 1973 a candy apple red truck. And I remember pulling up. I remember y'all's house. Brother Don, I'd pull up. House was right here. And the church was straight ahead right behind it. And we had some good meetings, didn't we? And I'd go down there, Brother Mallory, and I'd ride with them everywhere. They're going all the time. Amen. But the last time Mandy come, me and her was giving one another a hard time about how things went down. Amen. 30-something years ago. And she thought one thing happened, and I thought something else happened. Amen. Which means neither one of us remembers what happened. Amen. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. She's raising her hand. She got a better memory than me. I was wrong. She is right. Amen. But let me just say this. God has blessed both of us, and things have worked out like they're supposed to. Amen. God never makes a mistake. He never has made a mistake, and he never will make a mistake. We're still talking about days of old. Whew. Praise the Lord. I remember preachers getting up and walking on the bench. I do. I remember one time I was over in Albertville, Alabama, for revival. And I remember Brother Russell trying to preach. And every few minutes, our Brother Cook could stand and he'd preach a minute and Russell would stop. And then Brother Cook would sit down, Russell would start preaching again. And then Brother Cook would pop up and breathe. Amen. He was sort of playing tag team. Amen. I remember Brother Tony seeing people in overalls hugged up to people in suits. Amen. And days gone by, everybody wasn't rich. Amen. Yes, they wore overalls and they wore t-shirts, but they're saved and they left Jesus saved. Amen. That's the way things was in the good old days. In the good old days, they didn't have air conditioning, but they still come to church. People says, well, it wasn't as hot then as it is now. Is that so? We're still 15 days from breaking the all-time record of the most 90 days in 1 year. Sounds like it was a little hotter back then. What about the ozone climate, ozone layer? That's a bunch of junk. It's just something people need something to talk about. Amen. Ain't nothing going to happen to ozone layer. You know why? It's just like the earth. God created this thing, Brother Andy. It's been rotating ever since. And it's been going around the sun ever since. And we've had day and night ever since. And we've had 7 day weeks ever since. And the ozone layer's going to hang in there till God says he's done. Amen. I like what one old Kingsman singer said years ago. He said, here lately a lot's been said about the hole in the ozone layer. And he said, I just want to let you know real quick, don't get shook up about that, he said, because if the Lord comes back here in a little bit and the trumpet sounds, he said, you think there's a hole in the ozone layer now? He said, I'm going to knock a big hole in that thing. I'm on my way out of here. I used to like that. Here's a big old man, about 350 pounds, 400 pounds. Praise the Lord. I'm going to get out of here one of these days. I've been saved by God's grace. Have you been saved? Amen. Days of old. You remember the thief on the cross, what he said to the Lord? Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. There's a song some boys came here and sang a little while back about having Alzheimer's, and if that happens, where you forget the Lord. I love this song. Brother Malley said that the little old lady had forgotten the Lord, said, but the Lord had not forgotten her. You remember when Joseph was in the prison? Amen. He told them their dream. Brother Randy, and afterwards he said, all I want you to do is when you come before the king, don't forget me. Remember me. He's in prison for 2 more years because they forgot about Joseph. Amen. But I want you to know something. When the Lord come in his kingdom, praise the Lord. He didn't forget who the thief was. He also remembered him calling out for mercy, and he got saved and he went to paradise with the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord's not going to forget who you are. He knows how many hairs is on your head. Some of you lost a few this morning. He changed the count. Amen. I'm one of them. Every time I wash my hair, I look down there, I see 2 or 3 of them going down the drain. I can't help but in the back of my mind thinking, Lord, I hope you're replacing them. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. I remember years ago, everybody's giving me a hard time about having gray hair as times went on, but I told him, I said, I remember several years back, me and the Lord had a talk. He said, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord, Brother DB. Hey, man, I don't know if he's going to care what I want or not, but I still brought my petition for the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't care what color you want to change it, just please let it stay in there. Amen. Amen. We'll see if he heard me later on in life. Amen. I don't think I look good with hair. I don't think I'd look good. I think I'd look worse without hair. Amen. We'll leave that up to the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just glad I'm saved. I'm glad I've been remembered. Amen. I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. Oh, but you know, you might be here this morning. You say, Brother Jeff, I've been saved. You ain't got to worry about me. I know I've been saved. I come down to the altar years ago and asked the Lord to save me when I was young. And I've talked to a lot of people through the years, Brother Matt, has been confused about salvation. This is what I believe. I believe if you've been saved, that you'll know it and everybody else is going to know it. I believe the Bible said all old things have passed away and all things have become new. You'll become a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's what I've heard ever since I was a little boy, and that's what I still believe. But there's a few verses, if we're not careful, would contradict that. Think about this now. Listen to what the Bible says. It said some would go so far in sin that they'd forget they was ever even purged from their sins. They almost don't even remember the day the Lord purged their sins away. We might say, well, Brother Jeff, I don't believe that's possible. Well, it really don't matter what you believe. That's what the Bible says. There'd be people getting that shape. And I'm telling you something, I believe we're living in a generation where I'm seeing that more than I've ever seen it. People's forgetting they was raised in church. They're forgetting they even went to church. They're forgetting what they even told the Lord in the altar. The Lord hadn't forgot. The Lord hadn't forgot Calvary. The Lord didn't forget saving you. You forgot Him, amen. The Lord's not forgotten you, but we've forgotten Him. Do you hear me say we? It ain't just you. It ain't just me. All of us are guilty sometimes of getting up and going through a day and not talking to the Lord, not doing what God wants, not witnessing, not doing what we're supposed to do. You know, something we do pretty regular, a couple times a year, Brother Matt, we have communion. The table even has it etched in it where it says, in remembrance of me. You could just about change that and say, we do this to remember the Lord. That's the whole reason we do that, Brother Matt. Well, why would we have to do communion? Who has forgotten about the Lord? A lot of people. I could say, how many of you knows the Lord? And everybody would go. But then when we start talking about crown of thorns being pressed down on his head and a sword being thrust in his side and the beard being plucked from his face and him being beat beyond recognition, I could tell that to most crowds and we've gotten numb to it. I can tell a story about a turtle trying to cross the road and getting squashed and it'll bring tears to some people's eyes. That's the whole blessing, that little mama turtle. Or ducks or something. I've seen it, Brother Matt. But we can talk about the Lord's death and how cruel it was. And then you don't even really hardly see a movement in the church. We've heard it since we was little. We've got it memorized. We know everything that's happened. But I think we've really forgotten how bad it was. And I really think we forgot the whole reason that he went. It's our fault he was there in the first place. Said, do this in remembrance of me. That bread was to represent his broken body. And that fruit of the vine was to represent his blood. I think sometimes we forget about the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. I think we forget about his broken body. But I want to help you this morning just for just a few moments. I want to help you remember a few things. I remember when I got saved. How many of you remembers when you got saved? I like that old song some old fella wrote one day. And a lot of people look for these fancy songs, but he just wrote a song that went something like this. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. And then some old bass fella says, when the Lord saved me, all of heaven came down. All of heaven came down. I was happy and free. I was happy and free. Y'all with me? Glory filled my soul, for I knew the Lord hath made me whole. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. I'm glad I remember, don't you? I ain't forgot what the Lord did for me, Brother Miller. I remember where it was at. I remember the week it happened. I remember who was preaching. But more than that, I remember the change. Whew. But I want to end with this. This is what was on our heart last night. In the last 2 or 3 days, a lot of you knows what was going on in Lot's life at the time. His wife's not even mentioned in the scriptures. We're talking about things that need to be remembered. The Lord's speaking here, and all of a sudden, he makes a statement, remember Lot's wife. Think about this for a minute. He don't say, remember Noah. Remember Abraham. Remember, I want y'all to remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're all in there. I'm not taking that away from them. But the one person he wanted us to remember was Lot's wife. Her name's not mentioned. Do you know a lot of times people, they'll remember what you did. I've had this happen. They'll say, who was that Brother Jeff that run off on their husband, their wife? Who was that that got mad at the preacher and caused that split of the church? I can't remember their name. Ain't that sad? They remember what they did, but they can't remember who they was. I want to be remembered for doing right, whether you remember my name or not. I want people to say, well, that's one thing about Jeff Clark. Boy, he'd preach the truth. One thing about Jeff Clark, he loves sinners. One thing about Jeff Clark, he loved his wife and his children. One thing about that old preacher over there, he loved his people. And I ain't the only one. Brother Mike, I'm not the only preacher or pastor that loves his people, loves his family. There's a whole host of people that does that. But the Lord said, remember Lot's wife. What's to be remembered about her? I thought about this story. The only thing that I could find that was recorded against Lot's wife was this statement. She looked back. Some of you looked back this morning in the meeting. You looked back to see what everybody else was doing. Is that so awful that we're supposed to remember her, Brother Brandon, because she looked back? Every time I put my car in reverse, I look back. I mean, what's so wrong about looking back? Think about it for a minute. I mean, how many times do you sit about around the house and think back when your children had their first birthday? When you bought the car for the kids? How many of you thinks about and dreams back about the day that you got married and said, I do, and you're looking out the window and you get to daydreaming about when you was going up the road in the car on your honeymoon and you look outside and your husband's out there now raking and he's 7 years old, he's not 20 no more. And you're thinking about where'd all them years go? That's looking back. Is there really something wrong with looking back? It depends on how you look at it. I tell you what the Bible said, a man that takes hold of the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Well, what's so wrong with looking back? I'll tell you what was wrong with it. God told her not to. God tells us today not to pick up the red book hymnal. You better leave the red book hymnal laying on the bench. Because if he tells you not to do it and you do it, you've made a mistake. You're in the wrong. Y'all agree with me this morning? That's what the problem was. She went right against what the Lord had told her to do, Brother Mallory. Disobedience. Do you know the Lord went through this whole spiel? He's talking about the teachings on the kingdom of God. And right there, right in the middle of it, he said, remember Lot's wife. This is what I believe. I believe he wants us to remember that when he tells us to do something, we better do it exactly what he said. If he tells you to sing a song, you better get up and sing the song. He tells you to testify, you need to get up and testify. He tells you to go hug somebody's neck, you need to go hug their neck. You're not always going to hear him speak audibly. But if you're letting some words slip out your mouth, coming off your tongue, you shouldn't be speaking. All of a sudden, something on the inside says, you shouldn't be talking like that. It'd be good to keep your mouth shut and quit letting them come out. Amen. I still believe it's wrong to cuss. About 10 of us do. Hey, most people does it, Brother Jeff. I don't care what they do. It's still wrong, amen. We're supposed to be different. Peculiar. What's so peculiar about you? When you dress like the world, talk like the world, smell like the world, act like the world, go where the world goes. How are you different? We better remember that in his book there were some things he said we're not supposed to do. And when we do them, we're wrong. We're guilty. I'm going to tell you, I'm just being as honest as I can be. There's times when I do things wrong and God punishes me. I'm not speaking about you. I can't speak to you, but I do know what happens to me, Brother Don, and he punishes me. And sometimes I'll go back and I remember what I did, how he punished me, what I shouldn't have done. It's a reminder. Brother Matt, we could go all through Scripture. I'm not trying to just bring up all of them, but do you remember when they was crossing the Jordan River? And the Lord opened the sea and he told the priest, he said, I want all of you to get you a stone. Carry them, let's carry them to the other side. He said, when we get on the other side, he said, we're going to heap up a mound there. And he said, so that when the children ask, what meaneth these stones? You know what they said them stones was set there for? It was set for a memorial. You know what a memorial is? It's something to be remembered. Is there a memorial in your heart where you got saved? Let me ask you that again. Amen means I agree with you. Is there a memorial somewhere where you've been saved? That sounds better. At first, I thought we had about 90 people lost here today. There ain't nothing wrong with agreeing with the preacher when he says, are you saved? To say, I am. You know, if you can't agree with me here, I know when somebody at work starts to say, I got saved, son, you're probably not going to chime in and say, I've been saved too. If you're not going to say you're saved at church, you're certainly not going to do it at work. We need to get a little bolder. We'll shout at church and cry at church and go to work and be quiet. Nobody knows we've been saved. Nobody knows we've been to church. Nobody knows that we sing. Nobody knows that we're a deacon. They know we go fishing. They know this week's opening hunting season, bow season. See, I didn't even know that. I found that out Thursday, Friday. Some fella said, would it be okay if I had Friday off? And I thought, what is Friday? I thought, I might want to take off. Is this a holiday or something? He said, opening bow season. I went, oh, goodness, you know. But I'm not a hunter. If I was, Brother Randy, it'd mean something. He remembers that date. He's been looking forward to that date. You ready? I remember today was homecoming. I've been looking forward to it. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I love coming to church. I love feeling what I felt this morning. Love seeing people come and pray. And I really love when people get saved. I really do. I know this was a little different this morning. And like I said, normally I don't try to just preach something because it's a day, but I want to leave today. If you don't know much about 9/11, you need to go home and look it up. What's really sad about that is, you know, if it was your husband or your son or your daughter, you'd never forget that date. And you wouldn't want nobody else to forget that date. But if somebody else's husband, somebody else's son, somebody else's daughter, and we've went 15 years, we've done let it slip a little bit, Brother Randy, where we have forgotten. As bad as that is, some of us have been saved for 5 years and 10 years and 15 years and 20 years, and I think we've really forgotten. He said, go back to landmarks. I think we've forgotten really what the Lord did for us, Brother Matt, when we asked him to forgive us of our sins. We're on our way to hell. How many people remembers that? You just died and on your way to hell. I think we forgot that. Because you're saved, now you get to go to heaven. What do you remember? I'm going to end with this. The things that you remember is what's most important to you. I've had people say this. I wish I could remember Scripture. My grandmother could remember Scripture so good. My uncle or my brother. Boy, he was really good. My pastor, boy, he can roll them Scriptures off. I wish I could remember them. I just don't got a good memory. But they memorized 2,000 phone numbers. But they ain't never memorized one Bible verse. I'll tell you what I believe is important to you. Your cell phone's important to you. And I'm not sure your Bible's important to you. If you're remembering more things of the world, see, that's what was wrong with Lot's wife, and that's what the Lord wanted us to. You know, she had a way out, Brother Matt. She had a new life. God was fixing to destroy that city, and they was on their way out. But she cared more about what was going on at Sodom and Gomorrah then she did ahead of her, and the angels was leading her out of the world. I don't know about you, but I'm headed out of here. I care a little bit more about what's ahead of me and where I'm going than what I did what's behind me. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I've remembered some phone numbers when I call them a lot. 678-628-0473. That's my lovely wife. Don't nobody call her unless it's a woman. Amen. Amen. We get in trouble, won't we, Don? But see, since we've come out with cell phones, I've remembered Jonathan less numbers now than I used to. You know why? I got a smartphone. It remembers all the numbers for me. I'm fixing to be done with it. You know what my phone will do now, Thomas? It remembers who I call the most. That's the first number up there. I've noticed that here lately. It used to be alphabetical. Now, if you call somebody 20 times, you call somebody one time, the 20-time one is always first and up there. And I sort of like it. I go, boom, boom. I ain't even got to scroll down. I thought, he's getting pretty smart. He already knows who I want to call. Ain't that something? But as we get more technical, and these things help us so we ain't got to remember as much, think about it now. You've done forgot them numbers. I don't know if this is happening to you or if I'm just getting old, but my cell phone's died a couple times, Michelle. I forgot to charge it up, or my kids take your kids ever take your phone charger out of your car and stick it in their car, and all of a sudden you ain't got a charger? I think we got 49 chargers at the house. I buy one every time I ain't got one. But you know why I have to buy one by my mind? I'll get out somewhere and my phone will die and I ain't got GPS and I don't even know how to get back. I wasn't paying attention to the roads. I was listening to her say, turn left, turn on Angeletti Drive, go here, go there. There's been a few times. I said, boy, it'd be good if we was close to the varsity. And the way I was going to go is back down to 20, go to 20, 75, 85. Somebody goes, I think we're sort of close. Hold on. Punch it up on GPS. We're 11 minutes away. I said, hallelujah for GPS. We're 11 minutes away. But I didn't know how to get there without my phone. And I got out there. And my phone had died, and I didn't know how to get back. There's been a few times I need to call somebody. And I got a pay phone, or I got a somebody says, you can use our phone. I said, don't do me no good. I don't know the number. I hadn't dialed that number in 10 years, 15 years. The only numbers I know is my wife and the home and things like that. What I'm getting at is we remember things that we do on a regular basis. I'm trying to help you. If you call somebody and you dial their number regularly, you will remember it. If you read your Bible regular, you will begin to remember Scripture. If you go to church regular, the Lord will stay in the forefront of your mind and you will remember what the Lord's done for you. And when we forget, the preacher will remind you of what God's done for you. You say, is that really how church works? Brother D.B., that's what Moses did. He's always saying, I know I've told y'all, but sit down. I need to tell you again. Don't forget what he did for y'all when he brought you out of Egypt. I want y'all to remember. Y'all come get a verse of song this morning. I could keep on and on with this one. Don't let the things in your heart and your life get to where you don't remember what's important to you. You know, a lot of people's morals have changed. They really have. And I'm going to tell you what mine is, and I'm not saying yours has to be like mine. This way most people's used to be. God is first. My family is second. And my job is third. Now maybe you got something else thrown in there, but that's something all of us have. I know I need a job to take care of my family. But that still don't mean my job's more important than my family. I can go get another job. I know sometimes you're going to have to miss church because of the job, but I'm not going to miss church every time for a job. That job's not going to help my family stay together. It's not going to get my children saved. I'm going to get a job where I can go to church. We don't need to forget. See, the world wants us to forget. They want you to forget what the Lord's done for you. They want you to forget what our country was based on. You know, our president even said we wasn't a Christian nation. I'll tell you one thing that lets me know about him. He don't know nothing about history. This country started as a Christian nation. That's what it was founded on. It's amazing, a lot of statements the politicians make, and I think we're paying them all that money, and sometimes as dumb as I am, I think I'm smarter than them. I at least know not to tell a lie if the camera's on me. Reach over and kiss a woman, somebody's videoing you, and then the next day they'll say, you was kissing so-and-so. I was not, and then all of a sudden they show the video and go, that just sort of looks like me. It behooves me how dumb some of them really are. And that's why we're in the mess we're in. You know what the Bible said? We was talking about this week, and somebody made a statement to me and said, Brother Jeff, do you feel like our country is living to a day where everybody's just pretty much doing what they want to do? I said, yes, we are. Every man's right in his own eyes. You talk to everybody, they're saved. You talk to everybody, they're right with the Lord. You talk to everybody, they go to church, they're faithful. They ain't been in 3 months, but they're faithful. You talk to everybody, they'll tell you they love their family, but they're cheating on one another. It's going on a lot nowadays. That's why I keep bringing it up a lot. You know, I was thinking the other day, and I'm really proud to say this. Out of all the churches that I go and preach in, from 50 years old and younger, and I'm glad it's being recorded, and I hope when I'm 60 I can look back and say this, every young couple in here, see, I've said this so many times, I don't preach on divorce to make, I'm not trying to jab people that's had things go through them, I promise you, but I'm trying to preach things to keep our next generation from making the same mistakes or having to go through some of the hardships. And you know, I got to think about Brother DB the other day, I was thinking, Lord, everybody 50 years and younger that I know of is still married. This has been sitting under me for 13 years. We ain't had one couple yet not make it. I got a bunch of teenagers coming up getting married, and I'm hoping 30 years from now, y'all are still together and all your kids are together. And maybe I can look back and I can tell somebody, I couldn't make a difference everywhere else, but I did make a difference where I was at. I preached on things and they're all still married and they all love their family and God's made a difference. I got excited about that. That's a blessing. That's a monument. And it ain't just me, it's the Lord. But I'm saying with the Lord's help, preaching on things to help people. Don't forget the Lord. Don't let the world push the Lord out of your life. I want you to rise to their feet.